Cardiff.
May I speak to Ruben, please?
This is he.
Hi, Ruben. This is Samuel Oh. I was referred by Trust One Sales.
Hey, Sam. I saw your email. Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. All right. Can I put you
on hold for about 10 seconds? I'm just wrapping one thing up. Thank you very much. Okay. Give me 1 second, please. Hi, are you there, Sam?
Yes, I'm here.
Cool, great. So you're starting a business, correct?
Yeah, I'm opening a new business. It's like a coffee and smoothie juice shop. But then I already have other business. It's a clothing manufacturing business. So which information do I need to put on the application?
Oh, yeah, it's a good question, so I can walk you through it. So you said you currently have a clothing shop, and then... Okay.
It's a manufacturing business.
Okay. And then have you ever owned any food service businesses before, or is this your first time?
First time.
Okay. And have you picked out a space for your business? Do you have a lease already?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just ask you a few questions. There's a few ways to put this together. It's really easy. So the first thing is Bank of Cardiff, we're a partner of Trust One. We actually do all types of business loans. So in addition to the equipment from Trust One, are you getting any additional equipment, or are they selling you all the equipment you need?
Yeah, I'm getting a couple of other equipment from the franchise headquarters.
Okay. And so the reason I ask is I just did a loan for another Trust One customer, and they actually got some equipment from Trust One, and then there's another vendor, and we did the financing. And the reason is we are actually a financing company for a lot of these vendors, so you might be sent back to us. So instead of just, you know, doing three different deals, you can just do it as one. So what's the total cost of the equipment you're doing for everything you're buying?
It's going to be around 50 to maximum 60,000, but mostly around 50,000, yeah.
Okay. And for your clothing manufacturer, what are your annual sales per year? Just an estimate.
$600,000.
Okay. And so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to actually take a look at everything. So the first thing is I'd like to take a look at your application for the new business. And all you have to do is put in, you know, the new business address, the name of the business, and the tax ID. However, I'd like you to also add on the application your existing company. I'd like you to add on your existing company name. Let's do it this way. I'm sorry. I'm going to kind of go back. I'd like you to have the application completed for your new company. The new company name, the new address. By the way, where it asks for the credit card information, leave that blank. However, I'd also like you to add on a second application that has your existing clothing company with the name and the tax ID and the sales. That'd be very helpful. When are you trying to order this equipment, and when do you actually need it to be delivered and installed?
I'm opening the store around December 20th.
Okay.
So
what city?
Probably in Los Angeles.
Okay. What part of LA?
Koreatown.
Okay, I know Koreatown. I went to school called Pilgrim High School for a year, if you know where that is.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I went there for a year. I know exactly where you are. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, let me see. I need the equipment probably early December, the latest.
Okay. What's the lead time for the equipment? How long does it take to ship to you?
They say it's about a week.
Okay, so you got a little time, but I understand it's pretty time sensitive. And when is your opening for your business?
I'm aiming for December 24th, but it might be a week before December 24th.
Okay, week for December 24th. Okay, for Christmas. All right, so what I'd like is an application for the new business with the barrel information, an application for the existing business. Okay. Let me ask you about your bank statement so I can understand. If I look at your personal bank account, about how much cash do you have on hand personally?
My personal, not much.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
2 to 3 thousand. Yeah.
Okay. How about your other business? About how much cash on hand in that business?
In the bank account?
Yeah.
In average is 30,000. Yeah, I would say.
Okay. So let's do this. I'd like you to include your last 6 months business bank statements for that business.
Okay.
Do you have a quote or an invoice from Trust One?
What's that?
Do you have a quote or an estimate, an invoice from Trust One that shows the equipment and the cost?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if you could send that to me, do you also have a quote or estimate for the equipment from the franchise?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. Basically, if you could send me those two applications, the bank statements and the two quotes, I could start working on the process and give you some good ideas within about 2 to 4 hours on the structuring of a finance agreement.
Okay.
How are you paying for the construction of the new location?
For the construction renovation?
Yeah.
It's mostly out of my business bank account.
Okay. How much have you put in already?
For the renovation, about 40 to 50,000.
Okay, so you put a lot of money in so far. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Anything else I could answer for you right now?
I will most likely submit the application to you by tomorrow afternoon because right now I'm in New York for the franchise training.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's the name of your franchise?
It's Taiwanese, actually, bubble tea shop. It's called Kung Fu Tea.
Okay. I know the other big Taiwanese franchise is like it's like 80-something degrees bakery. I've heard of that one.
Yeah, that's a huge franchise. Yeah.
Okay. And, all right, and are you going to be the only owner of the business, or is it a partnership?
It's going to be mostly myself, but my parents are also supporting for the business. So.
Are they on any paperwork, or are you the only one on the paperwork?
They are always on the paperwork, yes.
Okay. So is it a separate corporation, or is it the same corporation?
The clothing and the coffee shop?
Mm-hmm.
It's separate, totally separate business.
Okay. And of the coffee shop, how much percentage of ownership do you own on paper?
I believe it's 60%.
Okay. So let me just kind of walk you through the process. So it really just depends on what you want to do. But for most of the loans, we require the majority of ownership because these loans don't go under personal credit. They go under business credit. So if your parents are owners on paper of the coffee shop, you might need to add their information on the application, okay?
Okay.
But that's about it. It's a pretty simple process and the file gets approved in a couple hours.
So I want to put down my parents' information on this application.
And yourself, if they are owners. So I would need all the owners, the majority owners, in this case. Correct.
Got it. Okay. That sounds good. So I will ask you, I will call you if I have any other question.
Perfect. Feel free to give me a call anytime, okay?
Yeah. How long does it take for the funding?
Once I can do about 2 to 4 hours for approval, a day for documents, and a day for funding. So let's say you applied on Friday, you could probably get your vendors paid by Tuesday or Wednesday of the next week.
Oh, and lastly, what is the like interest rate?
Yeah, okay. So we don't have one set program. It really depends on what you're going to qualify for. But what we're going to do is, and we do this with all the customers, we're going to give you the longest term and the appropriate rate. And then we're going to give you all the different options for a shorter term to different rates, and you can select the rate and term that works best for you.
I see. And the lowest rate starts from what?
Prime, but, you know, this is a new business, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to get you approved and then give you the options to walk through them rather than just throwing a number out at you.
Let me see what else. So if I put my information,
can you give me? I'm just gonna put you on hold. Give me 1 second, please. Hi, you there?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
So for the owner officer information, you put down their name, social security number, and their residential address?
Yes, and their signature, correct. So I would need, since it sounds like the corporation you started is owned by you and your mom and your dad, correct?
Yes.
So I would just need all three of you to sign since you're all three owners of the business.
Okay, but there's only one section.
Oh, yeah, you can just add it. You can add it below it or on another application. Just make sure they sign next to their name. It's not a big deal.
Okay, and then all the person's credit will be checked?
If they're owners, correct. But yeah. the loan won't go under the personal credit. So it only goes under the business.
I see. All right, I guess that's about it.
Cool.
Okay, so I will submit the application by the late afternoon tomorrow.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Ben. Have a good
one. Bye-bye.